Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
I don't want to call it Kwekwanense wisdom.
We will not go to spider wisdom.
You know, because some of you, you understand the Kwekwanense wisdom. But I don't want to go there, you know, because most of Kwekwanense's wisdom borders on evil. Evil.
Kwekwanense. And some of your country, you know, Anansi, me one Anansi, Assembly Anansi, we are da. Now, for Empire, maybe Batono.
Because Anansi has got a very trickish way of dealing with people.
But when Anansi was away, maybe you are a Biasa Jenkasia movement, maybe not dear you.
One way to describe him is that he's a trickster.
Now, Sayakas will be what is a Kwekwanense, I just say, what's someone in your kind?
And he is a manipulator.
Obed Dada when you are washing.
He can deceive you right now.
Obed Dada will see ya.
And have dominion over you.
Now, do you soon could name?
And have charge over you.
Now, what shroud there was away?
Through this kind of wisdom.
Was Sanyan some kind wisdom?
You know, human wisdom.
Aye, what Nipanyansa.
How to deal with humans.
Say,
in order to gain mastery over them and rule over them. But there is a wisdom like that. And I said that some people major in this, some believers major in this. How to trick people. How to deceive people. They do that and they can get all your money. They can hype certain things. And in a trickish way, say some things to you that will make you destroy even your marriage.
Now,
That will make you call your wife a witch.
Sir, one more day. We are seeing young son and tea. Obey to me, Dad, I walk by Bemana, Masuda, every one catcher, or yes, or your bay for.
It'll make you put aside the word of God.
I'm sure I would do in Yamia Sam Nupoba Tunchain.
Because they are operating a certain wisdom.
It sounds all the young son be near Juma.
That is just a manipulation, a pure manipulation of the mind of people.
Ah, and you're not down, Moody, Uncle Fuad, Jenny, and Edia Grow.
This is not the type of wisdom citizens of the kingdom of God must show. The fourth religious wisdom I talked to you about is the wisdom of this age. 1 Corinthians 2:6. Wisdom of this age. This is talking about technology. Wisdom of this age is a modern, current way of going about something. There are people who are good at that. With modern know-how. But this is not the kingdom wisdom or the wisdom from above. Technology is not wisdom from above. The next type of wisdom is book wisdom. This is talking about intellectual capacity. Intellectual capabilities, I should say. So there are some people who are very sharp. Yeah, naturally they are very sharp. They can say that God has given me wisdom. But this is not wisdom from above. Or I should say, this is not kingdom wisdom. God wants us to go beyond this. As his people. The final wisdom that is religious in nature is the wisdom of the rulers of this age. Rulers of this age. People who rule over human beings today. There is a wisdom of the rulers of this age. You know, if you are a ruler over people today, you can have a certain wisdom by which you subdue all the people under you. The objective of this wisdom is for you to rule. Because it's a wisdom of the rulers. It manifests in three ways. Its objective, like I said, is to make you rule or to have upper hand over people. It manifests in three ways. The first way is demonic or occultic wisdom. Demonic or occultic wisdom. An example is superstition. You know, there is something we call superstition. It appears wise, but it belongs to the occultic realm. So they can tell you to do something at a particular hour of the night or of the day or at a particular day, you know, on Tuesdays. This is what you must do.
Now, to me, I catch yourself, and from Yaria. And now, so to me, I catch yourself, and Fiada, sorry, if in Passo, now, what you go to choose, a dear Bayer, would declare Bubu Moriansa, what could you choose, say, a dear yet to me, the Yenipasa.
This one is occultic wisdom.
They are base.
It belongs to the rulers of this age, the spiritual rulers. But political wisdom also is a manifestation of the wisdom of the rulers of this age. There is a wisdom by which politicians have rule over people. They use it to sway people to their side. In a very deceptive way. I pray that you will see through the deceptions of the rulers of this current Ghana and current Africa and current world.
Cha! Hallelujah! Wasi wanyamima ye nyansa. Yadibe hu nyansa. Ena Ghana maya ama mufudi diyenya. Ni atusu mienu abibi mai. Wamu didi yenya. Ene wiasi nina ama musam. Wamu didi yenya.
The third way it manifests is true religion. When I say religion, I am talking about all the religions in the world. Even including the Christian religion.
Go there.
I should go there.
Go there, Papa, go there.
Because there is a religious church and there is a kingdom church. Jesus said, I will build a kingdom church, and he links it, that church, to the kingdom of heaven. He says, and I will give you to the kingdom church that he builds, the keys of the kingdom for them to rule and bring the rule of heaven down here on earth.
Yes, you see. Nyaya kani say you are hinia mo sorry. Any we are simo sorry. Na hinia mo sorry ni yes, you see. Me na me si sa ahinia numa sorry na mi wea. Me de ne safwa be mao. Amania eko su wosro no. Wo be tria manaba su wasasi su.
Because ladies and gentlemen, religion can be used to sway you. and to control you. Control your family. Control your mind. Control your finances. I pray that you are saved from the manifestation of rulers of the religious world currently, who can use the Bible and read from it and sway and disturb your marriage and your focus on life and your finances and even your outlook on Christianity altogether. Destroy you.
Wase wo bo mpa ye, hallelujah. Se wo nyame bebie ye ni ama yantumi amfa osom ekwan so anseye na nya se wo mo kofa nwoma fufro bible ye ye di ye adwuman wo betumi afa ka kire se wo bie matu asempati ha ni ha ose se wo yire ye wade na wo mpa ja no wo de bible kro na wo de be ja wo na wa ka kire se se wo nse ni fa e ha wo twa to kine wo bo mpa ye ku nse ni fa Bible Kroya.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
This is why religion becomes the opium of the masses.
Now when a ma assum a ye idea it to me so when nipa. Obia dear tree.
Okay. That is the sixth religious wisdom.
Now near to so in sin.
The seventh wisdom.
Yeah, it is so.
Is the kingdom wisdom. It is the wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians 2:7. Is the wisdom of God. Ladies and gentlemen, 1 Corinthians 2:7 tells us about the wisdom of God. Because there are certain wisdom, you can describe it as from God. Some of the wisdom that we have gone through discussing, some of the nice ideas that came to our ancestors and all that, they may be from God, but it doesn't mean it is of God. There is a difference. Apostle Peter once operated in a religious wisdom. And Jesus was not happy with him. He tried to counter Jesus going to the cross. He was operating the wisdom of the rulers of this world. The Bible says that if they had known that by the death of Jesus, we were going to be free, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. Peter said Jesus should not die. But Jesus knew he had to go and die. Peter was just operating as a nice person. Why should a leader die? He didn't know the wisdom of God. That through the death of the leader, his whole following will multiply. This was far more than the wisdom of this earth. Not religious in nature at all. Ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand now that there are two ways of operating your life right now. I want to bring kingdom wisdom home to you. Because there are two ways of operating your life. In Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 10, the wise King Solomon says, if the axe is dull and one does not sharpen the edge, then he must use more strength. But wisdom brings success.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
So to King Solomon, there are two ways of achieving things on earth. You do it silently, which is the kingdom way, or you do it with noise, which is a religious way. Listen carefully to me. How you can walk every day in kingdom wisdom. There are two ways that wisdom, the wise man says, wisdom can manifest. So you have an axe to fell a tree. If the axe is blunt and you don't sharpen the edge, you are going to use a lot of strength in cutting the tree. The tree may come down ultimately, but you are going to use a lot of strength. And afterwards, even the cuts will not be beautiful. In fact, after cutting it, then you die. Because you are too tired. Because your axe was dull. On the other hand, you can sharpen your axe so that you use very little strength and make very little noise. Do you know people who are cutting down a tree with a dull axe? I knew somebody like that. You know, I won't mention his name, but I used to imitate him because anytime he's going down like this, he will go like, he used to be our gardener when we were children.
Well, see, Papa Biana, what you do? Once I am here, read them, no more dear. And it's one year, now chocolate, that's a man, I read them, no dear child, so then a kuman and
you know, that is how your life can be. I mean, you go through your life every day, everybody will hear about you. You know, you hop from person to person. And you use too much strength. At the end of your day, no, the first day. You see that there are so many things that you get confused. You don't know which is which because you have hopped from person to person. You have hopped from whatever. You have spread yourself so wide because you are relying on, you are making so much effort, so much movement, so much strength. Is going into your life.
Ube who say, who baby, I woke up, woke a sa, woke for how you can't some go as soon to me say, why do you know my baby, who ne a won't fight, debia, who ye did the baby, wa brabo.
I want to suggest to you,
if somebody can't wear the trail,
that calm down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And learn to buy into kingdom wisdom. Because when you're operating it, it is with less noise. In fact, almost effortless. By the time you are aware, that financial problem is down. That marital obstacle you have heard from prophet to prophet about is down. I'm not saying that don't use the services of prophets. But I'm telling you that there is a wisdom from above, which no man has seen, which God wants to drop to you. When he has dropped to you, then he can enter into the heart of other men. Don't let anybody give you a wisdom for your business or for your career that has not dropped into your heart. Because the wisdom that is of God, no one, it hasn't entered into the heart of any man. They are only speaking to you from their minds. They are speaking to you from elsewhere. It is not coming from God. But you see, when you use it, you will do like this, my farmer.
When,
everybody will hear about you before you solve that problem. Everybody has heard about you. Ladies and gentlemen, kingdom wisdom in everyday life, it gives you a specific direction and a specific thing you must do. And there is no noise with it. Because the kingdom of God, it doesn't come with noise. Look at Matthew chapter 13 and verse 33. Matthew chapter 13, verse 33. The kingdom of God, it comes like yeast. Jesus said, another parable he spoke to them, the kingdom of heaven is like yeast, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till it was all leaven. How does the rule of God come in your life? How do you gain mastery over situations of your life? Is it by making noise? It is by acting like yeast. So as a student, you go to your school. As a worker, you go to your workplace. And it is not as if you are making noise, or you are talking whilst you should be working. But your silence and your work is even speaking and bringing about the kingdom of God until the whole workplace, until your whole work, until your whole church, until your whole family, even unbeknown to your husband, you are not disturbing him, but like yeast, you are influencing your husband in a manner that before he can say jack, the whole family is leavened.
Hallelujah. And it's what you mama woke up. Baby was sorry, I won't ba. Well, Bussium will be a way be a who yenny, ye who yen wa womb, a juman reno, who fen ninkoma, never a bet me about the say, who ye wa dear boko, dear, never who sooner will buy now who done a dino, a tashiba beer, and po fear, who kuno, or who dear wo ye, Nas what the one pipe bano cassa deno crock crocket and kitty, Nanibe ban hosono, Nanga Missona woman, Atasha woma, and the Berman and Casabrabo.
The wisdom that God gives you many times is for you. Most times we think it is for other people, but God is talking to you. If you will change and implement it in your life, husband or wife, You will live in your whole home. You will live in your workplace until the authorities in your workplace will call you and they will say, how do you do it?
Hallelujah.
One time, somebody who was very high in our setup, in our head office, came and said, how do you do this? Do I hold a whip? How do you get these results? Do you know what the person said? He says, even those of us who are very close to wherever, we don't get what you are getting over here. Ladies and gentlemen, the question came clearly to me like that. I said to her, I pray. I rule. I move things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is how come you can see I have some things that you, who is, it's not everything I can say. I'm getting the result. One other person came recently also. And the person said that, look, if I am going to meet these people. No, he always meets those who are in charge, you know, those who are the very top. He always meets them because he's way up there. I don't know. He saw, I know what he saw. So he said to me, he called me, he said to me, you.
I said, wo bra.
If I'm going to meet them anywhere, I will call you. Because he saw, I know what he saw, that I was just getting results. One of those people came here and you could see that. I was ruling.
Things are knocking things.
No, yeah, yeah. He saw that I was in charge.
Wow. What see? Now what tapu? Amen. What see? Oni anu who say? Enyoma e kwasu. Baby o wanu just wo ruli an kasa. Eni tu anu say enyoma kwasu. Tu anu so ba say. Bra eh. Seba ni se mitu anama wa kwasu wa. Me do be kono wa kingdomize mi movement no wa. Wow.
It's not everything I can say.
Don't say everything.
I can't
it's
say
okay,
everything.
It's okay.
Wonderful.
It's okay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
I just want you to know that you can live in kingdom wisdom every day of your life. Where you can wrap people, and no matter the wraps and the reasons and the logic, it's not giving you what you want. You can walk in such kingdom wisdom that will give you what you want, even without giving reason number one, reason number two, reason number three. And they won't understand. They will say, how do you get this thing done?
Hallelujah.
It is by a wisdom that God gives us. And I want to end by making you understand that every believer has it, but you don't know that you have it.
Dear woman says, I was through Nyansa. And yet Nyansa, and yet
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Kingdom wisdom gives you power to progress. Where other people are stagnating, you can make forward movement.
Yeah.
This is the wisdom that God wants citizens of his kingdom to bear. It is not just coming out with proverbs of our ancestors. It's good. Please don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not saying don't work with that. But there is a limit, I told you. It is not as if psychology is bad. But gaining mastery over people transcends psychology. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.